Hi, this is Sakari Singh.
And this is Rita Cannon. I keep interrupting you when I say that.
It's okay. We had to relocate from TV because we got cut off about talking about Bruno, and they locked us in there. So we had to escape, and now we're next to Cookies and More in the Skyway. We're just sitting by the fountain. So,
between Cookies and More and Moss Optical.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I never realized that's what it said.
Yeah.
Huh. All right.
Sunglasses and stuff.
Sunglasses and shit. But, so we're just going to wrap up our thoughts on Bruno and maybe talk about how we feel about editing in a movie like that, where it's obviously really staged and blah, blah, blah.
The reason I opened my mouth like I was going to say something is because I'm not sure this is true, but I feel like either for Borat, I don't think they were nominated for an Oscar for Borat for screenwriting, but I feel like there was talk of it happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like that's sort of a thing where, what does a screenplay for that movie look like?
Well, I think, I remember Seth Rogen talking about that on the creative screenwriting, writing for the Ali G show, and it's really hard to write the setup for those.
Yeah.
I think they write, like, possible things that you could ask or say, which sounds really difficult to me. So I couldn't really say that's, like, not worth it, but it's hard to compare it to anything.
Yeah, and I don't think they were nominated anyway, so I'm not sure why I brought it up.
So whatevs.
They weren't.
Stop derailing our boo cast.
Google it later. Okay, what?
So, so overall, I liked the movie. I don't know. Well, we were talking about this. I don't think I'd watch Borat again, but I would watch the last half of Bruno again.
Same.
Yeah, so there you go, boo cast.
Yeah. Suckas. Is that all we have to say?
I guess. It seems like we had more, but then we left Taco Bell and all the mojo flowed out of us.
Yeah, and I guess we don't want to launch into something with 3 minutes left, but
yeah. So, I know you're all anticipating the end to our review to Bruno, so I hope we didn't disappoint. But, you know, go see it if you want to be occupied for like 2 hours and be on your toes.
It's only 82 minutes, actually.
Man, that's a trip.
Yeah, and it feels, I would say it feels longer than 82 minutes, but not like in a bad way.
Yeah, it's
like
more
it
like,
doesn't drag at any point.
I was like really aware of the audience and you and the movie at the same time, so it's like it wasn't like I wasn't into the movie, but it wasn't like I was completely in it.
I think technically a movie is supposed to be 84 minutes to be called feature length, but shorter movies than that are released all the time. So I'm not sure what that means or why it's relevant.
That sounds like some bullshit.
Yeah. I read that in a book one time, and I was like, but, you know, Little Shop of Horrors, the original version, is like an hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Really?
Yeah, it's bad, though, so it's not really something, it's not very important.
Oh.
I don't know.
Okay, so that has been our review, so check back in with us for some more reviews. Maybe write a review of this boo.
Yeah.
And
yes, are we going to talk about Constantine later?
Yeah, we're going to talk about Constantine, so you best be ready for that.
You know, 5 years. When was that released? 5 years
yes,
ago?
Yes, this is, we're catching up on movies.
It's a retrospective on Constantine.
After all the hype, what do we really think of
now that the smoke has cleared?
What do we really think?
What does Constantine really mean?
Yeah, so look forward to that, and we're going to sign off, and you are
Rita Cannon.
And I am Sakari Singh, and this has been our BooCast. See ya.